From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. NASA is calling Space Shuttle Endeavour's 14-day mission to the International Space Station a success. The shuttle landed at the Kennedy Space Center last night, despite initial concerns over clouds that could have prevented a landing. From member station WMFE in Orlando, Florida, Mark Simpson reports.
NASA mission managers thought low clouds would force them to put Shuttle Endeavour down in California, but about an hour before the 10:20 touchdown, the clouds opened up to allow the 17th night landing of a shuttle at Kennedy. Endeavour delivered the new Tranquility module and its observation deck to the International Space Station. Shuttle manager Mike Leinbach says Endeavour performed so well, astronauts were able to focus completely on their delivery mission.
It seems like we say that every time now, and it's really true, because the processing and people and the hardware itself is behaving so well that the astronauts don't have to spend a lot of time working on the orbiter itself, that they're able to dedicate their time to the mission, and that's the way it should be.
Next up for NASA is the April launch of Space Shuttle Discovery. Only four more shuttle flights are scheduled before the program's estimated retirement at the end of this year. For NPR News, I'm Mark Simpson at the Kennedy Space Center.
Sensitivities are being heightened anew over civilian deaths in the war in Afghanistan. NATO says an airstrike in southern Afghanistan had targeted what it thought was a group of insurgents, but the Afghan government says 27 civilians were killed. NATO Commander General Stanley McChrystal has apologized and promises an immediate investigation. A new law is in place providing new protections for credit card users. NPR's Audie Cornish has more.
Under the new rules, banks and card issuers must redesign their billing statements so customers can better understand due dates and interest rate penalties. It also prevents companies from increasing rates on existing balances unless a customer is more than 60 days late on their bill. But Kenneth Clayton of the American Bankers Association says people with poor credit may find more restrictions on their cards.
The choice there is either start them off with a higher rate or a lower balance, or both, or not give them the card at all.
Meanwhile, researchers at the Pew Charitable Trust Safe Credit Card Project say the new laws will save consumers $10 billion a year. Audie Cornish, NPR News.
Team USA pulled off a big upset in Olympic hockey last night. The U.S. stunned Canada 5-3 to advance to the quarterfinal. Brian Rafalski helped lead the Americans to their first win over Canada in 50 years. Rafalski scored two goals and says there's no looking back now.
Obviously, it's a big game for us. I think it was great for our young players to get a win of this caliber against that type of team, and going forward, it sets the bar very high for us.
The U.S. will play again Wednesday against either Switzerland or Belarus. Ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street, European shares have been gaining ground, and Asian markets recovered from last week's tumble and rose sharply. The major indexes in Asia rose as much as 3%. This is NPR. Some new documents shared with congressional investigators may prompt more questions about Toyota. The documents cite millions of dollars in savings by delaying safety regulations, avoiding defect investigations, and slowing down other industry requirements. That could set off concerns about whether Toyota put profits ahead of customer safety. Toyota's president appears before Congress this week. A U.S. government report says that Taiwan's air defense capabilities are becoming outdated, leaving it vulnerable to attacks by mainland China. China's government has threatened to sanction U.S. firms involved in arms sales to Taiwan. NPR's Anthony Kuhn is following the story from Beijing.
In a report to Congress dated January 21st, the U.S. Defense Intelligence Agency said that many of Taiwan's 400 combat aircraft were no longer effective. Taiwan's U.S.-made F-5 fighters were reaching the end of their useful life, the report said, while French-made Mirage fighters constantly needed repairs and Taiwanese-built aircraft are incapable of sustained combat missions. Mainland China, the report added, has been upgrading its fighter aircraft and missiles, making Taiwanese air superiority in any conflict less likely. Taiwan would like to purchase F-16 fighter jets and diesel submarines, but Washington has so far not risked provoking Beijing by selling them. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.
The head of Iran's nuclear program is being quoted as saying his country hopes to begin construction on two uranium enrichment facilities within a year. Iran approved plans back in November to build 10 industrial-scale uranium enrichment facilities in defiance of UN demands to halt enrichment. I'm Giles Snyder, and this is NPR News.